Kevin, doesn't Amber have a point? Labour relied heavily on revenue from taxes paid by the financial services sector to pay for all the new schools and hospitals that you trumpeted. So isn't attacking the banks self-defeating?
Well, Happy New Year, Caroline. And what a Happy New Year for those bankers who are going to get these billions of pounds worth of bonuses now that the government's waved the white flag, as far as I can see, and broken all their promises they made about dealing with bankers' bonuses. Amber made the point, I think, accurately, that we did have a one-off financial crisis caused by the irresponsibility of the bankers. And here we are in the year when ordinary people will have to pay the price for that, often through losing their jobs because of the cuts that are being made by the coalition at an unnecessary rate. Ordinary people are paying the price for it, and the bankers are cleaning up with billions of pounds worth of bonuses.
But
yes,
what do you think
we need
a
healthy
then?
Banking sector, which is exactly why the government, when we were in power, took the steps to save people's savings and make sure that the banks did not collapse at the height of the banking crisis, which they caused. But one thing the government could do, actually, is to implement the rules on bankers' bonuses transparency that we legislated for in power, and which George Osborne said he's no longer interested in introducing. It's a complete surrender by the government, and very, very shoddy.